back to Gavin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth eternal life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is that one who alone gives life eternal, satisfies the hunger of the human spirit, the thirst of the human spirit. Oh, how good it is to taste and see that the Lord is good. Well, last time we were discussing temptation, and I was about to tell you about a young lady in a Sunday school class who told her Sunday school teacher that 1 Corinthians 10:13 is not true. What is 1 Corinthians 10:13? There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. And so this teacher, a lady that was teaching this girl's class, prayed quickly and said, Lord, give me an answer for this young lady. And then she remembered some experiences in her own experience that made this true. And so she added some things to the story she told the young lady to help her understand what this scripture means, that God will deliver us if we will take the opportunities to be delivered. She was saying that as a young teenager in high school, she often saw this good-looking young man that was in high school, but he had a questionable reputation. She knew that he was known to be kind of wild and to take advantage of girls. And so one day as they were passing in the hall, he noticed her and said, would you like to have a date Friday night? Well, she said, I'll have to check my schedule, and I'll let you know. Knowing, she said, that there was nothing on her schedule, but she wanted to be coy. And so she said, I'll let you know tomorrow. And so the next day, she knew that this young man was questionable, but she said, I can handle it. I can handle it. And so the next day, why, she said, yes, I think I'll be able to work it into my schedule to go with you on a date Friday night. Where would you like to go? And he said, well, I thought maybe we'd take in a movie. There's a movie showing at the movie house. And so she said, okay, I'll look for you to pick me up at what time. And he said, oh, I'll be by about 6 o'clock. And she said, okay, I'll be ready. Well, she said, Friday, she skipped school that afternoon in order to wash her hair and to fix herself up so she'd be real pretty and nice when he came by. And so, sure enough, he came by at 6 o'clock, and they headed toward town. As they were going to town, they passed by the movie theater, and a red flag went up in her mind. And she said, I thought we were going to the movies. That was what I told my parents. And he said, oh, let's get something to eat first. And so she said, well, I can handle that. Okay. And so she said, even though a red flag went up and a way of escape appeared, and she could have said, no, if we're not going to the movies, take me home. But instead, she said, I can handle that. Now there was a way of escape, but she did not take it. And so they went out, and they got a hamburger and a Coke. And after they finished up with the hamburger and the Coke, he said, "You know," said, "we've probably seen the movie that they're showing at the theater, and I think it'd be fun to take a drive. It's a nice, cool afternoon, and it's been a hot day. Why don't we just take a drive out along the road?" And so another red flag went up. And she could have said, "Well, no, we either go to the movie or else you take me home." But she didn't say that. Instead, she said to herself, I can handle it. And so she said, okay. So they started out on their drive. And after a while, he took a road that turned off of the main highway. And he said, "You know, some of our friends may be down here." And said, "Let's go see if some of them are down there." Another red flag came up. But again, she said, "I can handle it." And so they went down that lane, and down there they saw a number of cars that were parked with various friends that they knew. And he said, "Oh, look, over there is Jimmy and Jane, and here is Tom and Teresa over there." And he said, "Let's just park for a minute and enjoy the coolness of the evening." Another red flag went up. But again, she thought to herself, "I can handle it." And so that led to her being involved and doing things that she knew she shouldn't be involved in and doing. And she cried out, "Lord, I claim," 1 Corinthians 10:13. And she said, "God had given me opportunities to be delivered. He had given me one opportunity after another. There had been those red flags that had gone up, and I could have stopped and said no, but I didn't. And now, here I am, claiming 1 Corinthians 10:13, but God's given me opportunity of escape, and I did not take it. I did not accept it. And so, here I am doing things now that I know's wrong and that I never thought that I would be involved in doing." And so, beloved, this is how many times young people are led into doing things they know are wrong, things that they shouldn't do, things that are displeasing to the Lord. And that's why the young lady herself said, "That's not true." This girl that was being taught in the Sunday school class said, "It's not true." But after her Sunday school teacher explained to her, she realized that God had made ways of escape, and she had not taken the ways. She had rejected the ways of escape that God had offered her, and instead she had said to herself, "I can handle it." And so the arm of flesh is weak, beloved. The arm of flesh is weak. And thus we see that when we're faced with temptation, God does give us ways of escape and ways to not yield to the temptation. But how many times we say, "Oh, I can handle it. I can say no. I can resist." And so we go further and further until we fall into the temptation and yield to the temptation, even as the children of Israel disobeyed God. You see, beloved, there's something that we have to deal with within our flesh, and it's lust. Over in the book of James, if you'll go with me to the book of James, chapter 1, I want you to notice what the Scripture tells us here in James chapter 1, beginning with verse 13. The book of James is a little short book after the book of Hebrews, and it's in front of the short books that are in front of the book of Revelation. James chapter 1 and verse 13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Notice that, beloved. God does not tempt you, and God does not lead you into temptation. He may allow temptation to test you, to try you, to see if you're going to be true to Him and true to His Word or not, to give you an opportunity to grow and to be stretched and to trust in the Lord and to draw upon your resources in Christ. But God does not give the temptation. Verse 14, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. That's where temptation comes from, beloved. Temptation comes from sin that indwells our flesh. Then when lust hath conceived, and notice, when lust hath conceived, when it has given birth, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. That's why the wages of sin, the penalty of sin, Romans 6:23, is death. Now turn with me, please, to Romans chapter 7, and I want you to see about this matter of indwelling sin. Romans chapter 7. The Apostle Paul struggled with this matter of indwelling sin. And I want you to understand that in our flesh is no good thing. Romans chapter 7, beginning with verse 14. The Apostle Paul writes here, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Now, the word carnal means centered around the flesh. Centered around the flesh. Remember that. That's the meaning of the word carnal. Centered around the flesh. Sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. But for what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. Have you ever experienced that, beloved? Has there ever been a time in your life when you have been tempted to do that which was wrong and that which you hated, and yet you yielded and surrendered and gave in to the temptation? You fell into sin, and you hate it, and you wish you hadn't done it, and you feel guilty for it? Join us next time, and we'll discuss it further. Goodbye.